So today we're discussing, or we are talking about, is a question. If a house was burning and you had to pick between your partner or a family member or 30 billion, yes. What would you pick?
No, your mom, not just any family, some family member.
You can ignore some family members.
your wife or husband,
your mother, and
30 billion.
And let's say mother or father. Let's use mother, father.
No, just mother.
Okay, so between your partner, be it like your husband or your wife, then your mother or 30 billion naira, be? 30 billion naira. What would you pick?
So you have to pick only one?
Yeah. No, you can pick two. Okay. Two. But only two.
Which would you pick first? Which would you pick second?
Depends on the seriousness. Okay, personally, I will pick my mother first, no doubt.
Honestly.
Then between my partner and the money, we can ask that to gamble. Exactly. If you're single, that's the best thing for you right now.
Like me now, there's no thinking twice.
No, but in this scenario, you have to have a partner. Relationship doesn't count. Everybody will chop break.
No, wait. I don't want the relationship.
Yes.
Okay, that person at that time.
Omo, you will take your breakfast.
I never pick him.
this is like a question, but so we are just putting it like now you are married.
In
you
this
have
scenario,
mother,
okay,
you have
married.
Married now. Yes. Answer it if you have money.
I don't know if I would love my partner if I'm married though, to pick. You understand?
I don't know. You won't love. Wait, what?
Somebody you don't know.
No,
that's
no,
where
no,
I'm
no,
lost.
No,
I feel like if wait.
You know your partner can give you more than that.
Exactly.
Send you give me that query.
What did you
say?
Say your partner can give you more than 30 million. Which partner?
Well,
wait, let's go take it one by one.
I promise that he will not love his partner to that level.
You say you're picking who?
No, me, I'll pick my mother number one. It's what mama swear for me.
You'll be spending the money to choke you.
I personally feel like if I have 30 billion in my house, then that means I obviously have more money in the bank. In it. Like, think about it.
What of your partner?
That's what I'm saying now. If I have 30
she
billion
come
at home,
and say her partner.
That means, no, that means I have more money. So obviously,
wait,
like,
so
the
you
money
pick your
is
mother
nothing.
First.
Yeah.
But I hope you know that the possibility of successfully picking one person is the one that is high. It's possible the partner might burn and you might not be able to make it back.
You said you can pick
two people. The house is burning, it's very hot. The person that you have a high possibility of saving is
first.
The first person.
Mm-hmm.
The second person is not
but
sure.
Mama is old already.
The second person is not sure. The third person is out of the equation. And the person has gone or the
so the last thing that you don't take, that one is gone. Okay, in this situation now, maybe my partner, I may consider. I will consider my partner depending on if you're closer to heaven. If maybe you're terminally ill or like you're already sick.
Mom, she is healthy.
So, who is Jabari picking?
So, Jabari said he's picking the
mother. No, now that he has.
He doesn't know.
We rephrase.
Right now, I'm just picking my mom, that's for sure. Then, I want 30 billion. No, it's not small money.
Your partner not even did the question first.
Partner, you go take the tag. If he make him, fine. Let's have a continue. But if you don't make him talk.
But please, why can't my partner save himself?
No, smoke has entered his lungs. They are falling. Two of them are falling down. You have to drag them, which means
drag?
The energy to carry
I'm
one
not
person.
Saving mama. I'm sorry.
Okay, let's leave no sea dragging. Salah, so who are you?
Go hard.
So Salah, who are you picking?
So
who did she even say earlier? I had to say something.
She said she will give
my
her partner
will
the
hold
money.
The money.
She said her mom. Then she will give her partner the money to hold so that she will save him.
So automatically she's saving her mother. Then the money, the partner is left to if he can hold the money or not hold the money.
I'm making
this is your boo that used to come and visit you in this office.
What if he's unconscious?
That used to open the door
exactly,
for you.
Exactly, yes. Except he doesn't want to hold the money.
You cannot give him the money. The money is in a bag.
Very heavy.
You cannot carry it.
Fine. Okay. I'll go with something that I can.
No, don't.
Don't
give him technological that, don't bring any technological approaches. Mr. Ifeanyi has been thinking about this matter since.
I want to use Vibari, carry him.
Who will you save first?
So,
okay, I'll save my mom first. And
so
then I'll pack mine.
Priceless. So you will leave. I said, this is your boyfriend. I'm telling you.
So, all the opening of the door, reading of lunch.
Mr. Ifeanyi, you have been thinking the longest.
Sorry. I'm just thinking how I'll spend the money. Honestly speaking, the truth of the matter, I'll miss my wife. I'll miss her. She has been there for me. I appreciate her. But the money.
What if you are just newlyweds and you're still in like 100
last week. Even if it's last
week. So why are you saving first?
My mom and the money.
So you pick your
mom and money. Mom and money.
No, I'll pick
mom and money.
So what I get from this question now is one thing I have to sacrifice.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll sacrifice myself and I will save them.
No, you're not in the question. You're out already.
Oh, she's Spider-Man.
You're outside.
Oh, she's Spider-Man. Why are you sacrificing yourself?
Three things are in the building. Your wife, your mother, and the money.
I cannot sacrifice my wife, I cannot sacrifice my mother.
So the money.
All of us are just born.
Who are you picking first? Who are you picking
my
first?
My mom now, definitely.
Your mom?
Yes.
And then your wife?
Yeah.
The money has go. Mr. Sedik.
Sedik, he's not even a child again.
Your wife and your partner?
Yes.
Okay. The money has go.
When we were coming back from Abcon,
who are you taking? Just know my brother is okay.
I'm definitely picking him first. Okay.
So you leave your
mother. Your mother.
Let me explain. My mom has already lived for me to marry. She has lived her life already.
Are you good?
Do you know if God has put your mom in the position
that she's supposed to save a baby girl? Supposing your mom, God has put your mom in the position that she's supposed to save a baby girl from dying next week. Are you? Yeah, something can happen.
But
you
don't
know what is going to happen.
Do you know whether her husband is going to save a community?
Let me explain where I'm coming from. My mother has lived her life. She has her achievements and all. For me to marry means she has lived a long life.
Then why do you pray
so
for her?
So my husband now. What?
Why are you praying for
no,
your
No, this is a situation. It's not like I'm wishing her to die. I'm in a tight situation. So definitely, obviously, it's my partner I'm picking first because I have a life.
Then my mom, definitely second.
So,
I cannot have those friends. All these ones that people are picking.
You said what?
Yes, now I've lost. How long have you stayed with him or her before you lost that person?
Depends now. I don't know. Me, I was small now, so I don't know. But the thing is, at the end of the day, I get what you're saying, but at the end of the day, if you look at it, your partner is younger than you.
No, you're making it seem as if.
I'm not making it easy. I'm just telling you the reality.
This one is too stubborn to die.
It's not easy. I'm very serious. It's not easy. It's definitely painful now. Yeah. Even the money that is gone is painful.
Even the money is a tough choice.
But at the end of the day, she has achieved, and she even herself, she will prefer you even take someone that's younger.
That's the thing. Your parents will tell you that.
You have to look at reality. She has lived her life.
Money is not reality. You know, it's very obvious that. After getting the money, I will lose friends. The thing just.
You are definitely losing me. You are losing your answer.
No, you
are not losing your friends again.
So she stole my answer.
I'm not stealing your answer.
What happened was we were listening on
radio. No, I'm not stealing your answer.
Because we have not had light. Nigerian's problem. We are going to fix Nigeria with technology soon. But we have not had light for the whole past 24 hours. So we went back and remember, radio day. We're not listening on radio. So they now asked this question. And then I was like, okay, if you're going to look at it from a logical point of view, I know Mr. Karofi asked that, have you lost someone before? It's very painful to lose anyone. But at the same time, and then even people that are picking partner, you have to know, some people, their partner, at the end of the day, there's no love.
Yay.
That's it. Some people were either forced to marry or they are currently married and the partner they give them nightmare. So clearly, some people that were calling in, that one said, he's just carrying the money and his mother. Don't ask me why. As he just said, don't ask me why. I knew that there's problem in the house.
There's pain in that house.
So from a position of you and your partners, and let's say it's an ideal situation of your soulmates. Yeah, let's assume that you people are soulmates, like
you find you the love of really your life, the rib of the rib.
You know, there's this thing that I was saying something to today.
What's wrong with you?
Why most men cheat on their wives or are unloyal?
I don't like that you are looking at me and
no, why they even beat their wives is men love their mothers so much. Yeah. Then why is it that they don't love their wives as much as they love their mothers? Not in equal amounts, but some men don't even treat their wives with respect. If you can love a female person, which is your mother, with that much respect, I feel like you're supposed to be able to reciprocate that energy to somebody that you wanted to spend the rest of your life. So now, coming from an ideal situation that, oh, this home is a balanced home. And then, okay, I've grown, because you didn't marry at 10, so your mother is not relatively young. Maybe you marry and then your mom has lived. So, logically, it makes sense to save the partner, because the partner has your children, which means not only you can raise these children.
Or will have your children.
Then if you save the partner, then your mom. Yeah. If you have 30 billion in the house, means you have a lot
exactly,
of money.
Exactly, that's what, thank you!
It doesn't have to necessarily be. Maybe yes, it's money for a contract.
If it's contract, then you don't go be that now. Yes. If it's contract, like there was a fire.
They will catch you.
There's proof that there was a fire.
Like, life is very delicate.
Do you know what we
are doing? Just PayPal.
Money and money can buy love.
You can't buy you real love.
Whose life are you talking about?
You know what? You know, on the radio, the person said, "See, I'll carry the money because I'll marry again."
but you feel like you sacrificed or you killed someone. Basically,
yes, no conscience. Your conscience is not.
Your conscience
no, but at the end of the day, one person might
die. How will one person still die out of
the person that has 90% possibility of surviving is the first person.
That you
pay 10% to save the other person. Money is 100% born.
I'm actually shocked. I'm surrounded by
money is 100%
born. Because
thing you carry last of you is born.
It's gone.
The thing that you can carry second might not make it.
Okay, I'll carry my partner.
Have you offended your mom?
That's first and second.
You have offended your mom.
Before?
No, not smile. Not give me that look. You have offended Momsi before.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, like when you know you are guilty.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know that hurt is different, especially when you know it. And when you offend like your spouse,
exactly.
Which is more painful for you, honestly speaking?
When you know that,
wait. Like now, you offend your mom, you offend your husband. You know in both cases that you are wrong, but which one hurts you the most? Like you know that part.
I'm not married, I don't know.
You know, Mr. Sadiq said
you are living with your partner.
You are not married.
The thing is, you are not understanding. Your mom already had a partner.
So which one? Okay, you people that are married. Which one is more painful for you?
It's just my mother, I get. But she has lived her own life. She has fulfilled her own life.
If I use question, please, imagine people answer. Answer his question.
What's his question?
If you offend mom, sure, you offend your husband. Which one hurts you the most?
You are living with somebody. Definitely, the person you are living with that offends you.
So it's your mind.
Yes.
You are the one. So you will go.
We've seen that.
More distributed.
It's because if you are saying this thing, you are not living with somebody.
Okay, I understand, it makes sense. If you're not married, you don't know the pain.
I was coming, nobody gonna get my heart.
Well, it's actually painful.
Because you're
living it annoys me, it will pay me more than my mom would annoy me.
But no, your mom annoying you, like you annoy your mom.
Yes, it will pay me more if I offend him the most. I don't know how to explain it, but it's more painful. Sadiq gave an example.
Because the person you're living with, you have to see that person.
Seven.
But your mom, you're just going to go back and greet her and tell her mom sorry.
At the end of the day,
your mom will not give you silent treatment. Your mom will not say no food for you. Your mom will not say.
That is why you will choose somebody. After they don't die, you go use the money. But you're right.
You're being like that. If you marry somebody, for you to marry somebody,
Audience, don't listen to Mr. Ifeanyi.
Sell her hand.
Sell her hand.
No,
What did you say?
Less friends you have around you.
I'll
miss you guys.
Funny enough, if you're type that will actually pick your partner first, you're just telling me.
What?
If I'm soft, mushy,
very soft boy.
He's a soft boy. He's like,
I can get friends.
If I need to be able to save anybody physically, I actually
say you don't carry yourself.
Your adrenaline is pumping. So like,
experience towards something like that.
No, I don't want to do love podcast now, but the thing is that we love you. don't try and compete for the energy. You naturally see it. So you don't try and measure it, because if you try and measure it, then you always
fall short. What if you're seeing it, you're seeing it, but when the fire happens, the person picks the money and runs away.
So that's the thing, you can never know what somebody is going to do.
That's what Ifeanyi is saying.
But at the end of the day,
you hope for the best.
You know that, what was I about to say? That.
You shock you. You know exactly. Say, hey,
you know, so
in Tinka, because now she just chop sandwich, you know.
No, you will know that. You will know that the person can make sacrifices.
You drank Martina, so we have exchanged.
No, love, that money. Like,
no, but 21st century love.
I understand where you're coming back from. For you, but just do your own and be.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
And me being a good person, I will pick my partner and my mother.
That's what I'm saying. That because if you want to think about will my partner do it for me, then that means your definition of doing it.
This man never loved anybody.
I've never loved.
Now, one Chema, you know, did this country.
For your information, she's even around. And for you to even
you
say
have
that,
I'm not living. You have chopped breakfast with that.
House now.
So you have chopped breakfast.
In the house, which breakfast have you chopped? Oh, yeah, breakfast.
That's like, if you don't have a job, you don't have a job dinner. That dinner,
she did give me breakfast this morning.
Which one is dinner?
That one is not breakfast.
Which one is dinner? There's dinner again.
I don't know what else now. Ah.
Now?
No,
wait, the radio.
Wait, it's dinner.
When is it? You go know. You go know. When is it?
No. It's dinner that is making people commit suicide.
Yeah, now. Yeah.
It reads like that.
No, so, that one is when like you do not expect your partner. You understand to do the things. Like the same thing now.
See, there are some situations. Imagine you marry somebody and the person kills your child in your front.
Huh? Why would you
there's not someone like what happens now?
You know what
happens?
What
are you saying what's happening? That's what dinner, like deeper version of
heartbreak.
That was the last supper.
Mama, they are crazy people. They are mean.
Well, do you think you can actually marry like a complete pretender? Like you say, you
we
never
did that during domestic violence.
Pretender,
they
like
said
someone
it.
That
they clearly said it. Yes.
Me, I really feel like
people they pretend. For
people used to unlock different levels.
But pretend to the extent that you say,
you
I never thought or I never felt.
Omo, you can pretend. But I'm telling you, like
with your level of pretending, there's like little signs that you see.
More than 10 years.
That's what I'm just saying. Like small signs. Okay, let's say like
person.
Like how? Like what are
you can just
about?
Pretend to be calm, cool, collected, nice,
for
friendly,
how long?
Nice. Till maybe
to marriage.
No, after 5 years.
This can happen that can change a person over time.
That will just switch you.
For example,
that and a full food podcast.
For example, like now, let's say you marry your husband, everything is okay, he's treating you good, everything. Then he gets kidnapped. One time, maybe he spends 2 months with the kidnappers.
Yeah.
When he comes back, PTSD.
Yeah.
And now what?
That one is
but
out of.
To behave anyhow to
no, but I don't. Yeah,
no. This example he's giving is a very logical example.
You behave anyhow to everybody.
That one has become a different.
This
case.
Is a general thing. You behave anyhow to everybody.
That's one.
Oh, she's saying.
Okay, just
no. Most likely, it's going to be the person closest to you.
Yeah, that will feel this.
You'll be showing everybody outside. Say you
do. Still doing it
and he can even be okay.
You
can be okay outside,
but
only you that is close to him that
exactly.
Actually.
But
what
he's talking about is
the
behavior that was like acquired.
As we go for therapy,
it was acquired behavior. It's not. He wasn't pretending.
That is what I'm saying.
What can you pretend about for how long do you think you can pretend? There's sometimes you forget. It's like Big Brother Nigeria. People say first week they are calm, they are calm.
I honestly don't think someone can pretend.
Like
you, like no offense to people that are going through all those kind of stuff. Relationship, but for you to say, hey, I never thought he was. He can
but they really never thought to forget it.
No, I feel like
people
was slapping you. Tell me, say he never thought
he
that.
He slapped you before, no, now. So at that point in time,
okay,
he was calm,
before,
gentle, treating you like egg,
but
everything.
Wait, no.
Was it
once,
pretense?
When it comes to this acquired behavior, then how will you now put it? Because let's say you had a rich, you married a rich boyfriend, was really rich, and then you married, he was rich. Then he now became broke and became violent. So that is not acquired.
That one.
But it's not pretense.
It's not pretense.
So that means when it comes to this whole,
just
when it comes to
circumstance,
when it comes to when it comes
situations.
To pretending in relationship, that means it's not one way. They have to break it into different. So there's acquired, there's circumstantial, and then there's
the normal
main
one.
Pretend.
Then the main.
That means the main pretend is just as soon as you marry, small time it changes for you. It's not a factor of any change.
Nothing happened. No, nothing. The person just decided, let me show you my
two. You people have moved. So at the end of the day, we have the single people. So what I understood now, what I've understood from what I had on radio was that single people don't really know the love, don't understand love. Marital love,
and they can never
feel it.
Understand.
Yes, till they are in the situation. So for the single people, they are prioritizing. But the funny thing is that
he's not even prioritizing your mother.
He prioritizes his mom first now.
No, I thought he said the money first.
No, he said his. So that's even where I'm coming to.
Which means,
that's where I'm coming to. If you can love your mom and you're single. Once you marry, you would replace money with the second love that you understand.
Exactly.
So that's just, that is the conclusion of it. So far, you can love your mom now. And because you're single, it's money and love.
Money and mommy.
Money and mommy. Once you get married, you would replace money with the next love that you know. Because now you don't know what love of partner is.
How much are we?
It's 30 billion, but it doesn't
Can you just focus?
But I feel like if you have 30 billion, you have a lot of money. But let's even say that, let's even make it worse. That this 30 billion is the only money you will ever see. It's your chance to be.
You're in the deepest trenches.
Let's now imagine.
And that's the only money that will ever come across you in your destiny.
So you
in
might
your
be
whole
poor.
Time, you'll be. It's not even you, mate. You are poor. You have been poor. Now money, fire, poor. My mother, or continue to be poor. Which one?
No, but this one is. It's not so hard to when I think about. Oh, if I.
Okay for me.
But no. Now you want to make it worse. Let's make it worse, sir.
One thing.
Okay, this one is the final question. After this, we are rounding up.
Like, Siva, your destiny is poverty. You're going to continue being poor, except you.
And you give us your reason.
One, now, house is burning, your mother, your partner, 30 billion. You've been in the trenches. You're still in the trenches. If you don't pick that money, you continue being in the trenches. What will you pick?
And you can only pick one thing.
It's either you pick your love and continue to go back to the trenches, you pick your mother, move to the trenches, or you pick the money and leave the trenches.
And don't forget, the trenches is a smell.
So what are you picking?
To be honest, the money is not an option at that point.
So what are you picking?
The money.
Like, no, the money is not like an option. Like, it has to do with my mom or
the partner.
I don't understand. You'll be poor for life.
You're picking one thing.
Like, over your mom, money, or this thing.
So
if I don't pick the money, poor for life.
Which one will
you pick
and explain? Just pick and explain the reason.
Guy, I gotta think this answer. But money, no.
Yeah, which one?
It has to be my mom or my love.
So your mom will say, so you pick me so we
wait,
can continue.
Now let him explain. Just let him explain.
God damn, man. I don't know. I swear.
You have to pick one thing.
I don't know.
Oh yeah, we'll come back to you. Who is ready?
Please, as we are on him back. Initially, when you're supposed to pick two things, you're not going to pick your girlfriend. So why is it hard for you to choose?
No, now we have put that he has understood that he can appreciate love because he understands.
At that point, I was not even thinking about her.
Yeah, he wasn't
so
thinking.
So now you're thinking of her.
He wasn't thinking from a position of. He wasn't thinking of the position. You know when we explained our mother's love, so he has understood that money is.
Who is next?
Should
I go next?
Yes, go.
I'll pick my mom still.
You
will
pick your partner?
No.
So,
wait,
poverty.
Wait, make I call
him. What's the reason? So that we can wrap up.
My mom has already done a lot for me that even doing that, I've not repaid that.
Okay.
So, that's my reason for picking my mom. And I'm not living in this world just for the sake of enjoyment of money or whatever. I'm also looking forward to the afterlife, so I cannot even.
Have you picked?
Afterlife, you not pick your.
Wait, husband. No, just wait.
I picked that.
So you've picked.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to ask the question because if I ask, if I give you the reason, another person will change their parameter. So I will get back to your parameter. Who will you pick?
Okay. I'm coming from a single point of view now. Right now, so okay. I think I'm going to pick my mom. Understand? Because what like I said, like, there's something that I cannot repay. Mm-hmm. Understand? Then, if I'm in a relationship, like my one true love, my one and only.
And if she goes, you'll never find love.
That's if you're in a relationship standard.
If I'm in a relationship standard.
If you're married.
That's married. Yeah, like my one.
That means she has lived with you in the trenches.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think I'm going to go with my partner.
That's if you're married. Okay, Salah.
Okay, so sorry, if you're married, you pick your partner.
If he's single, you pick his mom.
Yeah.
No, definitely.
Okay, no, but in this example,
no, it's always married.
Yeah.
Always married.
Yeah.
The partner is your wife.
If you were not married, that would there be
a partner?
Yeah. So you're picking wife now.
Your wife.
Why don't ask me?
Are you married? Yeah, now. No, you're married.
Sorry, just to be clear.
Sorry,
you're picking your partner.
Once he's married, he's picking his partner.
Yeah, Salah.
Mother, you don't
know. Yeah, don't come back.
Salah, please don't say money. I think I'll say you. We have to say now. Okay.
I'm not picking anything.
You have to pick one.
Everybody will
die. I'll kill myself. All of us should die.
You must keep one.
That's deep.
Actually, very deep. Do you know that's what I felt like I would say in that situation? Because I can't process it.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I know that if I pick these people,
they're not going to give me you die.
No, what will happen?
That's what you people said to me.
So what will happen? You have to pick one thing. What do you know from a logical? It doesn't ever mean you'll be in the situation, but we just want to know how.
Yeah.
We want to understand why people process so that we can give. You know that when they were picking partners, if you notice one thing we said, when they were picking money and mother, we now equated it to the fact that so far you can love your mother. Automatically means that you know what love is. So once you find somebody you can love, you will most likely replace money with partner.
The only reason why I chose money and my mom because I did not consider that.
Yes, as a part, as at that time, as married. Now we've married, so now you've gone back to.
So now it's Salah. Let's leave it fine.
Oh yeah, Salah, you cannot kill yourself.
I can't kill myself.
Partner. Your partner. Where are you?
Do you have a reason?
Well, I can't share.
Yes, she has a reason. She has a reason because.
I want my mom to continue suffering.
Yes.
With you.
Yes.
So it's better
than my mother continues
suffering.
Oh yeah, Yeti. That's it.
Stand
up. I'll pick my mother.
You have to talk it out. You have to
talk. In another way, your partner can leave you one day.
As we move,
no,
and your sugar daddy.
Free!
Sugar daddy will come and claim your partner.
No. We put the ideal situation that your partner is ready to be there for you.
Be there.
There's no flip.
No flip. This one, we're not making it be the Nigerian situation.
Yeah. Your mom,
you know why? You know why? If you notice, I asked, was the partner there in the trenches?
Yes.
The partner has already been there in the trenches. Okay, so.
So you.
Me, I'll pick my mother, actually.
Over your partner.
Actually.
What's the excuse? What's the reason?
No.
So you might not be suffering in the trenches.
Like, we'll continue. Because, like, I just feel like my mom has done a lot. And
in that 30 billion, there's no hope of money again. It's suffer.
We'll continue like that. That's it. Partner.
Yeah, I'm sure picking my partner. Not because he's here. But honestly, no, that's just the truth. Not because I don't even love my mom enough. But I will pick my partner definitely because. I feel like instead of bringing my mom to suffer.
Your mom has already been suffering.
Yeah, so let her rest from it. Do you get it? Me and my partner can
make she rest from suffer. Me and my partner will rest.
No, like me and him, we have already
gone. No, based on your mom.
Your partner is younger. Do you get it? So you guys can struggle more.
And check your WhatsApp.
What's your
name?
So he said partner.
He hasn't talked.
I thought he said partner.
I said that's
my partner.
He said partner already.
Okay, do you have an explanation? So remaining is fine.
I thought
you
were
speaking.
Oh, you said he's speaking his partner.
He said partner too.
So I think now we have partner.
Oh yeah, wait. We have
partner.
Mimi just sent me a WhatsApp message confirming who she will really pick. Oh, she has retracted it. Oh, now she said we're lying.
We have partner.
Mother.
No, partner.
Partner. Mother.
Partner. It's two mothers for now.
Five.
I've not yet answered.
Okay, wait. Sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 partners, 2 mothers.
So the thing is,
nobody picked money.
Like
are
I said,
you
I was
really
going.
Sure?
I was going. He picked his mom. Okay, and that
are
was
you
the
really
that was
sure?
the that was the basis I wanted to give that your mom will keep suffering.
Who gave that basis?
You know him when he said it, I didn't want to present that so that people don't. Your mom is going to keep suffering, and it's possible that you suffer, possibly kill her the next period.
Yeah,
no, kill her.
Because
trenches is deep, you get. So, what me, I think I would do is, if I look at it from this point, wait, hold up. 30 billion, I will not be rich. Me, that's me and my wife. Me.
As in every all of you.
No, now the question has a loophole.
It's your partner.
There's no money coming to you people.
No, but it was me that wasn't going to get it. We don't know whether my partner will get
go back straight.
I will not hack it, but there's a hack. Because picking my partner means maybe my partner will make 30 billion.
But no,
who picking your mom to? Your mom too can make 30 billion.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so I will not hack it. Okay, let me leave it like that. Okay, but see now, my mom is not going to. My mom is poor, already. Mm-hmm. She's going to stay poor because I didn't pick the money, which means
you people have already been poor from the start.
Yes, which means she's born all the children and we are still poor.
Yeah.
And then there's no child that is coming into the equation to save her from her own ends, and no money is coming.
Yeah.
So let's say she's out for now.
Mm-hmm.
The money, if I pick the money, my partner and my wife would die, which
your
automatically
partner, your mom
my mom would die, which automatically me I can be rich
and
then
get another
partner. So it's just partner, but there's no guarantee that I can get a partner that is true love.
Yeah,
I just get
because that one is your true
that
love
is fake
love.
And we chop the 30 billion, that we chop my 30 billion and I can be poor again.
Yeah,
so now if I pick, yes, now
that was normal.
Yes,
life.
Yes. So now the partner is logical, because if you pick the partner, you people might be poor. When people have stayed in the trenches
together,
your mom is going to rest from suffering.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that money, then you pick the partner. Your partner will give back to children that can end up making money and taking you out of the trench.
So all that talk about there's no love like a mother's love. These people just they lie.
No,
so all your happy mother's love
is out of love. It's out of love. We're going to allow her rest. Rest. You know this.
You know this. You are dying of hunger, you cannot provide.
So is it your partner?
No, but you know there's another question.
You are younger, your mom is strong.
Married people don't know what love is yet. Be single and happy.
Because she can end up dying of something.
Your partner too can die in the trenches.
No, he has a stronger immune system.
He has a stronger.
Now you give her immune system. Now you give her.
Every day.
Now you give her.
I don't understand.
No, but as a logically, younger people have stronger.
I know a couple that.
Are we done?
No, be small sickness. If they expect say this one will just die
anyway.
But the woman survived for more than 15 years. The man just got sick for like 3 days and he passed away. And he left her still. She lived for 2 years after him before she passed away.
But let me give you an instance.
If they should put your partner now, I'm sorry to say, if they put your partner now and your mother and your daughter, and they say you should pick one person, tell me who you
are. I'll pick my daughter.
Why?
Why not?
Why?
Pull up help.
Why? Why? Get
why not?
My daughter now.
Yes, so
what
why
of your mother?
Because
why? Why
would I you guys say why? Let me tell you something.
That's what I'm trying to say. If your partner is giving birth to your children, whether old or young children.
Exactly.
They are still your children.
They were not children anymore.
No, that's no. I'm trying to ask a different thing.
Okay.
Where your partner has your children now?
Yes,
no. Obviously, the partner that was already in the fire already has. Maybe you have children now. You may not have. You may have. So you are choosing between your mother and your partner. Who are you picking?
In that fire, one person.
You are saying your mother now.
No.
She's making a different question.
That's what I'm asking. We asked a different question from the first initial.
But we're not going to ask everybody now, so it doesn't. But what I'm just trying to say is the fact of leaving your mom to pass away because of trenches to avoid suffering is what they call self-sacrifice. Is there something called self-sacrifice or something? Not self-sacrifice, it's a sacrifice for that. Why? Because you don't want to see the person in pain. It's an example is this: you are kidnapped.
They kidnap you people. As you were in pain, how? In pain in the trenches that we're being in pain of.
Yes, now it's too much now. The pain is too much.
No, you can't say it like that. It's only if the person is terminally ill.
No,
say you want to take that pain away from the person. The person is not like going through like a sickness or something. Like you say, okay, I want to end his misery.
She was alive when you married, so she gets like 20 years left to reach that place where she knows they move. Maybe like 30 years where she feels they move.
I didn't hear your example, sir.
I'm giving an instance that your parents are heading towards old age where they are no
most
more.
Most are 50 plus.
There's this kind of old age that you don't even enjoy your parents because they can't use the toilet in one place. Keeping them, are you keeping them to reach that place if you're picking that person? That's what I'm saying because that's the end result. There's no other result. But the result with the partner is.
No, I feel like the problem is everybody's looking at the end result, like looking for them to live longer, calculating the number of years. That's the thing, everybody's calculating, oh, how many years does this person have to live, how many this, that, who can do this, who can do that more. Your conscience, your heart, like who has
the question
done
was not complete.
More?
All I've done who has, proper and
who
say,
do you still have sacrificed? Exactly, we should have given age in the question.